Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Too Hot to Handle recap. I'm your host, Kirsten McInnes. I'm joined by a wonderful panel today. First, we've got, she's, again, the better version of me, everything I wish I was. Haley Strong is here. How are you, Haley?
I really do feel like I'm the perfect person to this podcast, for this podcast, because I have often been described as reasonably hot to handle.
No, you're too hot to handle. Come on, be nice to yourself. Come on.
I said reasonably hot. Like, I feel like that's being very nice to myself.
You're like, I don't want to be too hot.
No, I'm like attainably hot to handle. Perfect.
That's the goal, truly.
I think so. Like, I don't want people to be intimidated by my hotness, but I want them to.
See, I want the opposite. I want to be intimidatingly hot to handle.
That's fair. And I think you are that. I'm intimidated. I think
stop it. Don't be intimidated.
Fantastic right now.
There's a beauty filter on Zoom, my love, but I appreciate you.
There's a beauty filter. Okay. Where do I find that? I've been making you guys look at my gross face for 39 minutes now.
Stop.
Jay, how rude of me. Where do I find this filter?
It's by the camera thing. Stop it. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put this on while you introduce who else is here.
So next we've got, how do I talk about hot dummies on an island without this man? Ryan Scally is here as well. Scally, how are you?
Hello. I'm glad to come in as somewhat of a late addition on Parties in Paradise. Sorry, what? No, I'm good. I'm excited. I'm here crab grabbing the microphone, ready to talk about episodes 2 through 4. Very excited to be here.
Not crab grabbing the microphone. We're going to just scoot straight past that too. Rounding out our panel, he's the creator of the term falafel boy. Pooya Zanbakili is here. Pooya, how are you?
I am good. I feel rich in that I came up with that phrase. But I, too, feel very much in common with this cast in the sense that I would also not be able to attain $10,000. So it's good to know that I can share some kind of commonality with these folks on this island.
What do you think the net worth of this cast is?
Now?
I don't think it changed that much.
At least $68,000 that is sitting in between them.
Total?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that's a high guess. I think it's negative. I think the net worth is negative.
Do you think any of these people have student loans?
Larissa might.
Are they any of them students?
She's a lawyer.
They're pretty young, except Christina. Wow, Christina's my new favorite cast member because she's older than me.
I feel like I don't remember their ages, so I'm not going to lie and pretend I know if anyone else is
Christina
older than me.
Stands at the oldest at 30 at the moment.
Which, okay, let's be real though.
I'm glad she's not a 21-year-old pilot.
I'm out here 28 years old. I think that I'm too old for this shit. So I can understand why the cast would skew young.
To watch it or be on it?
To be on it, obviously.
Cool. Honestly, I've watched a lot of reality TV shows in my day. This is the game I think I would personally be best at.
Perfect.
Like, you want me to not touch anyone for 3 weeks? Sign me up. You mean they're not going to, they'll get fined if they try and fondle me? Hell yes. I might end up with $6,000 before taxes at the end of this. A dream come true.
And a vacation.
I get to go to Turks and Caicos and
not get fondled.
To me, like, sign me up. How do I get on season 3 and or 4?
So, yeah,
do you think my husband would mind if I went on Too Hot to Handle?
I think if your husband saw you on TV not fondling people and bringing home at least, I don't know, like $1,000, I feel at like you can't really complain.
I would agree. You're
the Kayla plan.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and so...
Except I'm not that bland. It's hard to be that bland.
Yes,
I have toast that's better than that.
Almost an art.
God, you're so rude. Okay, so at the end of episode 1, while we were watching, Rob said, "Who's that?" when Kayla was on the screen. And I was like, "It's Kayla, duh," as if I knew who she was. And then when I was watching this batch of episodes, at one point I went, "Who's that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Kayla."
Ethan told me, he's like, "Kayla's the hottest one on this show." I'm like, "How do you even, like, have you seen her? Like, has she been on the show? Like, what are you, what,
I mean,
like,
show are you watching? She's hot.
Great, but there's like, I mean, like, the women are hot. The men, there's one hot guy."
Ooh. Who's the hot guy? Who's the one hot guy?
I want you to guess who I think the hot guy is.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, I don't play that.
Who's the hot guy?
To me, I think that Marvin is the hottest guy. So okay.
That's what I would have said.
That'd be my guess.
Scally? Yeah.
What about Chase?
It's Marvin.
Now, here's where
Chase,
I have to...
cosplays as The Rock every day, like wearing like a turtleneck and a chain.
Hey, I thought that was a fessy like cosplay.
Like, I would, if I look at Chase's face, great face, beautiful face, sign him up for Top Model. But his hair is like the structure of Pauly D's without the gel. And I just can't bring myself to look past that. It's okay, because Chase would have no interest in me, so I'm allowed to say this probably.
I don't know. But here's my confession. I have a deep, dark confession.
You think Peter's the hottest?
No, I don't think Peter's the hottest. I think Marvin is the hottest. I, at the end of the first episode, was like, ugh, who's Peter? Why is he on the show? And at one point, he was being so disgusting in the second episode. And I was like, wait, is Peter hot, though? And then I was like, Kirsten, oh, you gotta go. You have to walk away. Shut your laptop.
He has a nice face, but he's like...
He's disgusting. I had to think back to the wine TikToks with like the blood fetish stuff. And then I was like, okay, I gotta go.
I will not be partaking in that.
The epitome of straight TikTok. Peter made it on the show.
Literally. I'm like, I've never heard of this man. Oh, he's not on my TikTok. Because famously TikTok thinks I'm a lesbian, in case anybody's unaware of that. Okay, so Lana has taken up a very fun activity this season where every morning when she wakes them up, she'll be like, "Welcome to another day of no sex." It's very funny. It's the peak of humor.
It's very like 80s jock bully language to me. It's like you're walking through the halls like, "What's up, non-sex haver? How's it going? I'm out here dishing no sex for you today. On today's menu, celibacy. Eat up." Like, what is this?
Wait, no. Lana's like, "Hey, nerd, give me your sex money."
Literally. Brian Scally, you forgot to remind me. How darest thee?
I'm so sorry.
That Desiree Birch is on Taskmaster next season. Mm. And she's the voice.
I did forget. I'm not going to lie. Mostly because I did not know, but I did forget.
I thought you told me this.
No.
Oh,
God.
What's
happening? Told me.
Okay, well, I feel like we've got a lot of anger that we need to work through on this.
What a thrill for me. Okay, this is our... Anyway, if you are watching this show, watch Taskmaster instead. And just listen to the podcast.
Here's the thing. I think if you're watching and enjoying this show, you'll probably still watch and enjoy Taskmaster because it's very good. But if someone likes Taskmaster and ended up here from like Haley's Taskmaster recap with Grace, don't watch this show.
That's fair.
Okay, so wait,
maybe I just like stumbled upon this in a podcast, and I just like Brian Scally is like my guiding force on my shoulder, and I just imagine him telling me all the things I want to know.
Haley, how many people's decisions do you make?
No, Haley is the one who convinced me to watch Taskmaster, so I'm surprised here.
I guess I don't know what happened.
I'm very confused. Okay, but anyways, back to Too Hot to Handle. So Peter's like, "Yo, would you guys be mad if I spent..." Like, basically, the guys are all like, "Oh, we wouldn't be mad if, like, somebody kissed, because then it gives them permission to kiss later on." And this cast kisses a lot in the first episode.
Did you think somebody was going to get it in before the 24 hours? Like, before the previous 24 hours? Like, the first 24 hours?
I thought
hours.
There was a chance.
Like, full pasta? I don't want to say penne, because then that's disgusting. Like, you'll know what I'm saying. So, like, that's what you mean, Haley? Like, they won't go all the way?
What do you?
We're adults here.
Full penne?
I think she meant penetrative
penetration.
Oh. Yeah.
I tried to skirt the line. Clearly, we just went there anyway, so it's fine.
We're all adults here. I think we can say that's penetration.
I forget what we can. I've came up with things to say.
You'll be like falafel boy, and I'll be like, you can just say fuck boy on the podcast.
Yeah, like I already have something to say about like cam self-completion because I don't want to like say it.
And
but we'll get there when we get there. I'm kind of shocked at how much everyone's horn dogging it up, but also now I'm not that shocked because this is being recorded after a longer time in isolation, a longer time in the pandemic.
Find it like more reasonable?
Yes, a little bit, but then also I feel like a lot of them are, you know, you tell someone they're coming into paradise, what was Party in Paradise?
Parties in Paradise, baby. Yeah,
you're going to have a hard time to tell me to switch up to my too hot to handle persona. Like,
I just don't see a world in which any of these people, except maybe Larissa, quarantined at all. Like, it changed lifestyles in a way
what we've learned is like, you give these people 5 minutes of celibacy. No sexual contact. And they're like, I've never felt this way before. I've never gone this long before. I don't know how to handle it. Like, they don't know what to do. There was exactly one rule break that surprised me. And it was when Peter scammed Melinda and Carly to play rock, paper, scissors to kiss him. That is the one. I was like, how did this happen?
I feel like everyone's just excited to be there at the point where like everyone finds out that Cam and Emily break the rules. If you come on the show, you're going to make $5,000 an Instagram post afterwards. So you'll gain the money back. Someone else is going to be cheating and breaking the rules. You may as well be. So you get the screen time and more
fun. Oh, that's a good call.
Well, like the cast starts with 10 people. So already from jump, if you all follow the rules, you're getting 10K. Now,
it's not worth it.
And that's before taxes. So,
but then it's not a lot of scratch. We have learned that there's a change to the rules this season.
This time around.
So, what we've learned is that at the end, the prize money will not be split evenly amongst everyone who's left. What we don't know is how it will be split. But I also wouldn't be surprised if there was just no prize money left at the end to split.
Yeah, it almost makes it easier knowing that you're spending someone else's money, theoretically.
Like, everyone who has already broken the rules when that gets announced has no incentive to suddenly start following the rules.
Mm-hmm. They're already behind. They're already behind at the pack. So, like, if I'm Cam and I've already, like, broken the rules twice, everyone else has zero. It's like, well, I could just keep going then because I'm not going to win this at the end.
Yeah.
Cam's been part of 4 out of 8 rule breaks in the first like 3 episodes
and 3 of them involved other people.
I don't think they'll get kicked off for that. Here's the thing.
At the end of
episode 4, Lana indicates that there's going to be some sort of dumping and that people will get kicked off. But I just don't see Netflix being like, oh, you know who's been really giving us entertainment?
I guess.
And Emily, let's kick them off. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. No, you kick off Kayla because she's not connecting with anyone. Mm-hmm. But she's also like, you don't get $5,000 at the end for not giving us anything. Like, go home. Thank you.
Well, they use the word streamline to like insinuate splitting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they would have said elimination to me if someone was leaving. Streamline insinuates something else. Maybe, I don't know, some kind of twist that we're not aware of yet. I don't think anyone's leaving in this scenario.
I think they're going to get rid of anyone who is not like in some kind of couple situationship type of thing, which means
Kayla.
That's it. So I have it written down. So Melinda has like kind of been with Peter, kind of been with Marvin. Carly has been with Chase, but has also kissed Peter. Nathan and Larissa seem kind of coupled up. Emily and Cam are coupled up. Kayla, I have next to her in all caps, no one. She has no one.
No.
And I don't think this new Robert guy, she was like, oh, he's not a bad boy. He's not my type.
Which, to be fair, he's not a bad boy. But like
he is something can, I think a know. Lot about him is bad, but just not what she wants.
It just exactly when he comes to her and is like, oh, like, what's your type? Who are you interested in? She's like, no one. There's no reason to keep me here. Don't even bother.
I wish that she would go full season one Haley and like lose the money for spite and then peace out.
At least that's fun.
Like that was iconic. I think she ended up sucking in real life, but that was iconic on the show. Okay, so we don't know which night this is on, but I guess like the second night, Melinda decides to sleep with Peter instead of Marvin to make him jealous or to hook up with Peter. I was very confused.
It was to make him jealous, I believe.
Yeah.
Marvin is not giving her a straight answer on whether or not like they're good after she apologized for making out with Peter. So in order to get back at him for not telling them that they're 100% good, she decides to make it worse by then sleeping with Peter instead of Marvin in bed.
It was flawed logic, that's for sure.
I feel like she keeps being like, I'm going to make him jealous. And then we get a confessional of Marvin being like, what is she doing? I don't like this.
Yeah, but she is a star.
Yeah.
I love her and I would die for her.
Yeah, she's been, I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's been breakout to me. As far as this pair up with Peter, just to me, and no offense, Peter. First of all, I know you're not listening. You don't seem like the podcast type. He's for sure like the tool of the group. People are plug and playing him wherever they see fit, but he's just kind of a vehicle to proceed their other relationship. So to me, this was straight up her using him for jealousy. And then it's so funny to me because Marvin's all mad about what Melinda's doing. But then also Marvin kind of starts off the season being like, I'm going to, you know, weigh my options. And he's like, oh, sacre bleu, I can't have this happen. I must fix this now. Like, stop it, Marvin. You have to realize that you goofed here a little bit. But they've been fun. I like, good for them. And Peter can go away.
Peter can deeply go. Okay, so what were the... We had some workshops also. And in episode one, they had their restraint workshop. And we learned that none of them know how to say erogenous, which was the big, I think, was it Peter who was like, I've never heard that word before. I don't know what that means.
Likely. It could have been any of them.
I think it was Peter who said that. And someone called it androgynous.
Yeah.
That might have been Kayla.
It was either Kayla or Emily. It was someone with dark hair.
Wait, wasn't Carly?
No, I don't think it was Carly.
Because Carly doesn't know who anyone is, what anything is, or what's going on.
Hey, Carly's our token Canadian.
What a great representative of the great white north. The mediocre white north.
She does epitomize the mediocre white north. But okay, so this, I did not understand what this restraint workshop was supposed to actually teach.
Them to like want to get it in, but not get it in.
Yeah,
but like
getting last season, was wanted to turn them without, on.
But like last season, they at least tried to pretend that there was a purpose behind the lesson. What did they pretend the point. Purpose
we're
was?
We're done with.
We're purpose. Not trying anymore. We're not pretending that there's any like lesson here. This is just straight up. Let's get them as close to, you know, sabotage as possible.
Oh,
exactly.
Like this is Nathan realizes that he's overlooked Larissa after she lets him spank her a bunch.
Yeah. Well, Nathan earlier, when everyone was saying they were going to go straight for it, Nathan was the one who's like, I'm going to wait till Lana starts handing out hand jobs like she's Adam Pock campaigning for Shelby on BBOTT. Like, it's she is ready. And so as soon as he gets to the workshop, like he sees Larissa, she's showing interest where Carly was not anymore. So I think that Nathan has realized the game of the show.
Was Nathan the one who did the Oprah impression? Of everyone gets a hand job.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, look under your chair. It's a hand job.
I thought it was just like Nathan came off way too keen in the premiere episode to me. Like the minute you come off too keen, you're out. You're gonna have a rough go of it because playing hard to get is like the chase is very important in these relationships in these shows. So to me, him being very keen right out the gate did not help his stock at all.
I don't think the chase is important in Too Hot to Handle specifically because none of these people have any patience. I think they're all used to being chased. So none of them like know how to give chase.
Except Chase.
No,
I'm kidding. But his name literally is Chase. So I had to.
I don't know. Cam and Emily make a plan to have a subtle hand job in the evening.
He tries to make a plan for a subtle hand job. And she's like, no,
there's nothing subtle about that motion. Like, I'm sorry. I feel like there's more subtle intercourse available.
Definitely other options. And to me, this is just a red flag because, you know, he could just do it better himself anyways. Like, what are you doing?
Do you think it's more expensive to have her do it?
I guarantee you it's more expensive have her do it. 100%.
It was a cheeky 2000 for himself? Yeah, at least triple that.
Because wasn't it $4,000 when they had the hand job in bed and $2,000 when he did it himself? And he didn't even finish when she did it.
Right. That would cost an extra $2,000.
I don't even want to think of the mechanics of
this show's knowing. Messed up. I just want to say that right now, middle of the show. This is a messed up show we're watching and talking about.
This is very messed up. And I feel like season 2 already seems way more messed up than season 1.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even care about the rules here.
And so far, I've enjoyed season 2 much more than season 1. So they figured out the formula.
Gally's love language is a mess. So it does make sense. I don't know, man. This is just weird. What even happens? Oh, the very awkward conversation happens when Peter and Melinda are chatting at the pool after they spent their night together. And Marvin's just lurking behind them, listening. I wanted to be dead.
Well, I just think
Peter set that up.
Do you think Peter has the brain power to set that
up? No, I don't. But he also didn't stop it.
I think production set that up.
Yeah.
Production said, oh, hey, Melinda's waiting at the pool for you, Marvin. Go see her. And then she was with Peter.
Yeah. Well, this comes after she invites Peter to sleep in her bed, and which results in Marvin sleeping in the bed directly next to them. And just the most awkward scenario of all time.
And it's so weird because Melinda's sitting there with no shirt on, just in her underwear. And Peter is miming that he's going to spank her, grab her, whatever. He rubs her butt a bit, which ultimately doesn't end up being a rule break.
I don't get what this was doing for either party.
Frustrating them.
For Melinda, it was making Marvin jealous. That's what it was doing.
I get that, but if you're really that H word, what is this doing for you?
Are we stopping at H word? We said everything else.
Saying it.
Haley respects Jenny Autumn too much.
Hot and bothered. We can say hot and bothered.
I respect the RHP out of context account and my career.
This is fair.
I also respect the RHP out of context account.
Are they listening to this?
They probably did listen to episode 1 after I was sad that they hadn't listened. So I'm sure they'll be listening. It was weird and I didn't like it. And I feel I pray to God that nobody is listening to this podcast or watching this show trying to get advice on how to handle romantic situations in their life. I pray to God. But if you are, first of all, it's never worth it to try and make somebody jealous. It's not going to work.
Just who has the time?
If they wanted to
play the Sims, would. Pick up the Sims. Devote months of your life to it and have a nice time. If you're really that intercoursely frustrated, make your Sims woohoo.
Haley, you're saying that if you are feeling H word, you just get your Sims to screw around.
Play the Sims.
Haley, you're married. You have other options.
Theoretically. I have other options, but the people who are coming to our podcast for romantic advice may not have other options.
That's true. Definitely play the Sims. That's the official advice.
It's a good solution.
It's better than this. What happened here? I don't know. It's just so troubling because Melinda has now made Marvin so mad about the whole situation that he's just like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not putting up with this.
He's not coming back from this. I don't understand why she thinks he would. Like, if I were Marvin, I would just like, this might be rude. Just completely ignore her. Every time she tried to talk to me.
You'd ghost her.
I would ghost her in person.
Yeah.
Cause I just don't understand why she thought that was a reasonable.
I think action. She's so hot that she's just used to getting what she wants. And
but Marvin's
men
also
chase her.
Hot. Exactly. He's gotten what he
I don't think she's used to the other person being so hot.
But also in real life, there are more than five options available to you. So if you screw it up with one person, then you can much more easily afford to go ahead and move on.
That's true. That is true. There are more than five options, theoretically. This is just so weird. They're all very strange.
Who would you most like to hang out with?
From this cast?
Yeah.
What does hang out mean? Let's make sure the
you
parameters
you want to be friends
are...
with this person.
Repeat.
You want to hang out.
So, okay. So then TV. I'm picking Desiree Burge.
No, you can't pick Desiree Burge.
She's on the show.
No. No. Hey.
No.
Okay, fine. Okay, let me look at this cast again.
If it's a squad up, give me Melinda for sure. Melinda will be the best person to bar hop around town in with. So easy done. And then from the guys, give me, you know what? Cam seems like a party animal. I feel like it's Cam or Chase for me, from the bros.
Here's the thing. Am I picking based on who I think? Here's the thing. Chase frightens me because football players and the CTE thing, you never know when they're gonna snap, right? This is why I don't associate with sports players in life. I'm scared of them all.
I feel like you could get with a golfer.
I'll pass.
I hate golf. I'll make.
Yeah, please feel free. I don't like to hang out with sports people. It's my own choice. And
we've gone to a sports game.
And did I pay attention to the sports? I paid attention to you and Jenny and the drinks.
Is that sport baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's okay. That supposed to me?
Anyways, I think that
not
I
not a
would...
baseball guy.
Do you not love a game where the athletes can eat snacks during the game? Like, that's the ultimate sport to me.
Yeah, but as a participant, I'm all for it. As a viewer, yeah.
Okay. I'm a fan of any sport where I can drink outside. Here's the thing. I would hang out with Nathan because I like his accent the best.
I'm currently looking up to see if Robert is a part of the British aristocracy, because his last name is Van Tromp, so that feels very like my dad's lord.
Yeah. Nathan is a very interesting pick from you, Kirsten.
But the thing is I wouldn't actually want to hang out with him. I'm just too, I could listen to him talk about nonsense.
Low on the list for me personally.
I don't want to hang out with any of these people. I don't like them at all.
Did you believe Cam when he said his teeth are real?
No! Absolutely not! He went to the same place where Kyle from the challenge went and said, pop in some veneers! Like, they're real in that they exist in the world, sure. But did they grow out of his head? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Mm. Did you think they were real?
Not for one single second.
We're a panel of smart people here.
But I'm fine. Hey, if you want to change your appearance, Feel free. Do it. Live your life.
There's nothing wrong with getting big. I want Kyle's exact veneers in my mouth. I want those big, fake white teeth. Not his, from his head.
You said that's what I heard.
The exact ones.
No, the exact, like, shape, size, like, big white fake teeth. I don't want to take out someone else's veneers. That's disgusting.
Well, that's not how we took it, but
you took it wrong, and I'm clarifying it right now.
That's good. So you, Skelly, who would your two pick? Who would your picks be, Skelly, to hang out
definitely
with?
Definitely Melinda. You know I love mess, which is also tempting pick Cam. But Chase is, you know, up there in terms of the guys. Like also,
we're hanging out with the same people.
I feel like Cam would just be trying to grope everybody.
Not me.
I want to hang out with Larissa. She seems like the most reasonable hang.
Marissa does seem like a good hang. And
I feel like you could actually have a conversation with her. And she's like your messy friend that you've only dated one person and you get to hear all their intercourse stories so you don't have to live them.
And I would just truly like to teach her how to do her makeup.
Am I the only one that gets Brie Larson vibes from Carly?
Oh, no, that makes sense. Honestly, I like Carly's face the best, but it makes me mad because her face is so basic. I'm like, what is wrong with you, Haley, that you like this one the best?
It's just super symmetrical.
She's so pretty, but I'm just like, it's like the most conventional pretty ever that I'm like bored with myself.
Yeah, if you could just try to be better, Haley.
I'm trying.
It's fine. Nathan like kicks Larissa in the face doing a strip routine for her. Did anyone else clock that?
I also just like don't want to be grinded on at any point in my existence. So just having like multiple men in the house who actively just want to party grind, like I just don't want that energy in my life.
The concept of a lap dance is not something I'm on board with.
I don't like spending money on things I could do myself.
So wait, you're gonna give yourself a lap dance?
Yeah, like, I'm very flexible.
That doesn't make any sense. Let me tell you this, the out of context Twitter account's gonna have a field day with this podcast for sure. Hello.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
No, we have to simply move past this.
Okay, fine.
So we find out that Melinda and Peter's weird.
I can't do it as well anymore since I tore my hamstring last year trying to do the splits.
Okay. Listening to this audio only podcast, Haley tried to put a leg behind her head and it did not work.
Don't screenshot that.
Why would I screenshot that?
For your scrapbook.
I'm trying to see. Can I do it
your
too?
Your podcasting scrapbook. Oh, yeah. Chris is... Whoa!
Okay.
Now that was impressive.
I did it.
I love our audio medium.
What is happening here?
I don't know. Okay, this is what happens every time Haley and I talk about anything.
I am the queen of derailment.
And so am I, which is why it's really bad. We just enable each other. And I love it. And I would never change a thing about it.
I have like Brian Scally sitting on my shoulder being like, Haley, stay on topic.
And then I'm on your other shoulder. Hey, let's talk Gally, about some bullshit that's unrelated.
Yeah. And then we have Puya in the distance being like, what is going on
here? He's like, why am I here? I signed up to talk about Too Hot to Handle.
It's like, I'm a scholar.
A scholar? No, I drank too much wine to start this. So I'm like on another level right now. to be honest.
Okay. Anyways, so Melinda and Peter did not lose any money because of their mosquito bite butt rub situation. However, Cam and Emily lost $4,000 due to a crab grab.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, that's the worst animal to pick in talking about grabs. Like, that's like fair. Some slicey. I don't like that at all. Interesting choice. I get why, but $4,000 is a decent chunk of money right there. So what I'm surprised by, honestly, folks, from this show is that no one is that mad. I feel like last season, people were big mad over way smaller fines. Mm-hmm. And in this season, no one cares.
This season, they don't want to follow the rules. But here's what's weird to me. So self-pleasuring yourself to completion, $2,000 fine. A kiss, $3,000 fine.
That's what I was wondering. This, like, crab, why don't you grab, just do a quick bid?
I feel like completion should cost more.
I agree. Sure, like, if somebody has to scrub the shower, that's at least one cleaning grand fee. For just scrub.
Yeah. That's bad for the plumbing. They need to be discouraging that behavior.
I guess it would.
It's bad for the plumbing. Yeah.
Cool. Good to know.
When I used to work at a university residence, we had to like put up posters being like, this is bad for the pie.
And here I was in RE University, but I was such a square that I never told any of my students those things.
Not that. Why is that? Why is everybody doing this? I'm so annoyed. I'm going to kick Kelly and Booyah off the podcast. They keep just muting and laughing at us.
I haven't muted once.
If they're going to laugh, like, they should just like laugh in the open. So just that
I didn't want to drown you out.
Because I don't want to laugh over you while you're explaining the ins and outs of college plumbing.
I have nothing to contribute to a plumbing conversation.
Not college plumbing.
Yeah, I'm not Mario nor Luigi. I can't help with this.
Anyways, so... So they lose the money for the crab grab, and yes. He's like, I didn't even finish, which I feel like is,
or like, yeah, you should be mad.
Why didn't they do it to completion? Like, I don't under, you're already stop. Doing it. Why
it's
did you
very
stop?
Dumb,
you
yeah.
Really? It's for very what dumb. Reason?
Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So then
I guess if nobody wanted to get up to like, if they wanted clean sheets,
they could have found a way. They could have found a way. Okay, life finds a way.
Well, like, do you think they were worried about like a CSI situation? Like, they were gonna check the sheets the next day. Like,
Lana comes in with a black light.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here?
Lana just has a different setting.
Yeah, black light over the room. I mean, I think though that would be wrong, because if you went into that place before any of these people moved in, it probably already looked gross under a black light. Like, nobody wants to know like what their hotel rooms look like.
No, you don't want to think about that.
Haley's horrified.
Don't think about it, Haley. Don't think about it. It's too much. It's a lot.
So now we have what is one of the most surreal things I've ever seen in my life. Cam talks to Nathan and Peter and is like, listen.
Oh, God.
If I jerk it, it's like an investment, because it's like a reset. I will no longer be tempted to have any sexual contact if I just finish, because the blue balls are too much. They're so bad. Grow up, Cam.
I love that Peter and Nathan are the ultimate yes men and are like, this makes so much sense. Of course, we'll watch the door. We'll stop everyone from coming in. Like, anytime that Cam or anyone else has had an idea, they just think it's like the best thing they've ever heard and are fully willing to go along with it.
They're two little golden retrievers. They don't know any better.
Wouldn't they be like, I would rather do that for me. Why don't you watch me do that?
I was very, very scared when this first got broached that this was maybe something that they were going to all do together. And I was like, is this what boys do? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like, you mean like in unison, or like they would take turns guarding the door?
I didn't know. I didn't know what I thought was going to happen, but I was really worried that there was going to be like multiple things going on.
Is this the first instance?
Bad for the plumbing.
Yeah. Is this the first instance of someone curing their own meat on the show, or no?
I think so, remember. Yes. And it's the first instance of me wanting to kick you off the podcast.
To be fair, you said it earlier.
It is actually this is like the third or fourth. I like the narrative that is forming here, where everyone's like, if we see Cam smiling, something bad has happened.
The world's worst liar.
He only smiles when he has had sexual gratification.
Can we talk about the honeymoon suite?
Of course.
What about it?
So they went off to honeymoon suite. Like, I feel like this is a very early instance of honeymoon suite because they've just been doing so bad.
So much money. They've lost like $27,000 on like the first, it's been 36 hours since they started. And that is including the time when they were allowed to hook up. I like seriously think. And Lana's like, okay, well, you lost all this money. So we are going to send Cam and Emily into the honeymoon suite. And if they can control themselves, they will gain $10,000 back into the prize fund.
And they came back and they genuinely thought they had won money. Like, genuinely, genuinely, genuinely thought. And then Lana was like, actually, roll the clip. I think so.
Yeah. Dropped a cool $15,000 in the room overnight.
Yeah, they were like, honestly, they truly should have just done it and been over it. Yeah. Like, what are they doing? Like, they.
How? What was the price of doing it in the first season?
I don't remember. I feel like all of the prices were higher in season one.
You think they'd be higher now?
Well, they have no money left. These people are horn dogs.
When I heard they still had $68,000 left, I was like, how? Like, what? How much money did they start with?
Yeah. So wait, Scally, you said they lost 15. Are you counting the 10 they didn't get and the 5,000? Yes. Nice. Yeah.
Not only did they not earn $10,000, they lost $5,000.
How do you think they lost $5,000 on two counts of one count of grinding and one count of self-touching.
Mm-hmm.
How did they think they did? Like, hadn't they already lost $2,000 on account of self-touching? Mm-hmm. How did they think they got past this?
That was such active self. Where I feel like this was more of a
this was
a mosquito bite.
Like in this one, like, so when Cam was in the shower, he was like, I need to finish so that I'm good to go. I feel like from what we saw of what Emily was up to, I think when she was touching herself, it was more for Cam than for herself in that moment.
Ooh, okay, gotcha.
Even still, like, Lana is like, please let me give you guys more money. Please let me do this.
Here's $10,000.
They won't let her. They will not let her. And they will not let more money accumulate.
They said, we hate money.
I'm ready for Emily to, like, lose some money for herself. I feel like she's been losing a lot of money for Cam without, like,
right,
you know, it being, like, an even playing field.
It's not.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I ask something? In 2020, is cuddling just like not like good at all? I don't understand. I feel like, what's wrong with it? Why are people like, they could have easily had a nice cuddle session for $10,000. Like, if I was told I'm getting paid $10,000 a cuddle, I'm cuddling. Like, I don't understand why this wasn't a thing you could do.
I wonder if it's like in The Bachelor, where you're like, how do these people fall in love so quickly? It's well because they've got nothing to do but think about being in love with this one person. Hmm. So I figure on Too Hot to Handle, they have nothing to do except think about how they're not getting it in, and they're told they can't get it in. So that's all they're thinking about.
I think it's
about.
Like they so tell like you, hiding everything. You can't do this. It makes you want to do it more.
The chase.
But again, I truly believe that in this situation, even if I had been one of the most active rule breakers of losing money, I could cuddle for a night to get $10,000.
Right. Wait, can we do the math? Can we do the accounting
here?
So,
if you don't even want to, if we don't have to cuddle. We can sleep in separate beds for that $10,000.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, but I so like self- cuddling. I like having a nice hand on my back.
Okay. It's one solitary hand.
You would, Haley, you one would love hand. Sleeping in the same bed as my cat, Vetus, because he loves to just put one paw out and be like touching you.
Oh, the dream. Yeah. Whenever the cat comes to our bed, he just like lays on Ethan and it's like devastating to me.
You can see in mine that Steffi is on the pillow. That's where she sleeps all night.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to cry.
Okay.
What I just realized is, so they had one count of a hand job, yeah, one self-completion, and then two kisses, right? So 3 + 3 + 4 + 2 = 6 +
That's 12.
That's 12. They would have still been at a $2,000 loss had they done this, but $2,000 loss to have all those things happen for you, like, that's not a bad position to be in. That would have been, like, $2,000 paid to have all that pleasure while no one else had had any pleasure is great. This was a very selfish act from the two of them. And I'd say I'm disappointed, but then I'd forget what show I'm watching. So I guess sure, I can't say anything. Yeah.
But, like, I get the other everyone else being, like, mad about the self-intercourse that Cam participated in, because it's very much like we are all in the same position. We all want that. And we are not doing that. And so why do you think your satisfaction is more important than anyone else's?
That's especially
has. Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
Has any woman that Cam has ever been with done a complete,
I don't think
flip a coin.
I don't know. I don't know if they finished the race or not.
It is very clear that he does not care about that. He doesn't even care if he finishes the race based on the handy J they had. Like, he doesn't care if anybody finishes.
I guess not.
You think the women are just finishing? He didn't even try.
You're right.
What he's like, wild? Yeah, I'm really frustrated. Let's do hand stuff. And then she did hand stuff and he sat there and did not even try to do hand stuff for her.
It's wild because even if they planned on like spending $10,000 later, like bank it now so that you can use it later. And like, guys, right, you earned this anyway. Like, you wouldn't have had this. It's ours to spend.
Well, like, I have a feeling that this is not the first we're going to see Emily and Cam given this test to earn money back.
They're losing more money, for sure.
Yeah.
More like, money's being
these two are not leaving with any prize money.
Mm-mm.
Period. I also love one change they've also made this season that I don't think they did last season, but please correct me if I'm remembering wrong. So last season, I don't think they said who broke the rules, like, ever. This time they didn't say it for the kisses, but they like fully exposed Cam for masturbating.
I think that was deserved.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think that they should be like using this public shaming as a measure to see if their show works.
Well, I feel like now with Francesca and Haley eventually, I don't remember. I think Lana said it. They admitted it.
I think, yeah.
I think Lana has.
Because I think they were laughing. Like, I feel like Haley and Francesca were like laughing and like couldn't keep a straight face to lie about it.
I think Lana revealed it and they both lost it. I think that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah. Imagine remembering season one.
It feels like it's been 2 years since that season. It's only been one. Yeah.
It's been one and a half almost.
I think the general rule of thumb, Kirsten, if a third of the cast knows you've done something, let everyone know. Because straight up three people knew that he had done this. So you might as well tell the remaining seven what's going on.
I guess that's true.
Oh, can we talk about the fact that Emily felt insulted that Cam did this without her? She was like, why couldn't I be involved in the equation? She was more than happy to like be an accomplice.
Like, listen, Emily, he didn't even finish last time.
Well, maybe that says something about it, that he chose to do it by himself.
Yeah, that's not like flattering at all. At all.
I think if I were her, I'd be a little mad too.
I'd be like, thank God I didn't have to get back involved in that again. Ugh, good. Be good riddance. Go do things that you can do for yourself by yourself. Don't involve me in them.
Like a lap dance.
Like a lap dance. Which, again, I'm still deeply concerned about what that means, Haley, but we can unpack that in the couples therapy later. I would go to therapy with Haley.
That sounds fun. I could use it.
Same. Okay.
Oh, so, look at our shared trauma, our separate but shared trauma.
Aw.
So cute. Like, so cute.
I just, but again, I love Cam and Emily think they broke no rules. No rules broken.
I won.
They're like, we were so good, like, guys.
We were good. We were so good, everyone.
We didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything wrong. They should have just had sex if they were going to do anything.
5K, one case of, again, one touching, one grinding. I'm assuming grinding is three, touching is two. Like, if we're breaking down
it had better be the same for a woman doing the touching as for a man doing the touching. Because if there's a different price there, that's deeply problematic.
But again, one completed, one didn't. To me, that is wild.
If that's where the distinction comes in, whether it's based on finishing, sure. But if it's based on the gender identity of the person doing the touching, then I've got a big problem with it.
100.
What are you snacking on?
We ordered takeout yesterday and they sent us these like chip things. I don't know what they are, ooh, but they're delicious.
They're crunchy.
Chinese food. I don't know what these are. I'm sure they're like, anyone else would see them. They're like, yeah, that's what that is, but I don't know. But they're
crunchy. Can you hold it to the camera?
Yeah, it says delicious Chinese food on it.
Oh, no, like hold the actual thing up. Like, I think they look like if you get wonton soup, like the wontons in it, like
those, that's what it must be.
They look like homemade ones.
Yeah.
Can you do the thing that beauty YouTubers do where you like hold your hand up? Yeah,
one of those. You want one of these?
Yeah. To focus. I still can't see it.
Ooh.
Wow.
I think it's a homemade wonton.
It's probably that. That's what it is. It's a wonton.
Delicious.
Thanks for calling me out, gang. I appreciate it.
I was really curious. I wanted to know. Okay. So we get some new arrivals in this batch of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have picked who they want to go on a date with by swiping through pictures of the cast and no other information.
Do you think they picked correctly based on the swiping they did on their selection?
I think the producers told Christina to choose Cam.
Yep. I was going to say, do you think they
and
picked?
And then I guess Robert, they were like, I don't care who you pick.
Well, because I think with Christina, it's like very obvious that she is exactly Cam's type on paper and that Cam cannot control himself. So like, yeah, producers are like, but what about this guy? Even though obviously she should have chosen Marvin, because again, Marvin's the hottest guy on the show. Robert, I think that you could tell me that they had found Robert on the street 5 minutes before this and said, okay, hey, you can come on this show. And I would believe you. And they were like, just pick whoever. And he was like, I'll pick Carly.
I could see why they led with Christina, because Christina is very much like, you see her, you're like, wow, okay, we see why you're here. You're killing it. Cool. Then Robert comes and I was like, oh, I don't care. Like, I really didn't get much oomph from Robert.
Robert's hair color is very troubling to me.
I feel bad because they definitely gave him enough time to bleach his hair, but not enough to tone it.
His hair
needs some Olaplex.
He needs Olaplex. He needs purple shampoo and he needs like friggin' volume 40 toner. His hair is a color that does not exist in the world.
Do you think his hair color and my hair color are too similar?
No. Because yours looks like real hair.
Okay, good.
Haley, if I thought your hair looked like Robert's hair, I would discreetly pull you aside and be like, we've got to figure this out. Well,
but even like the producers, they showed like 30, 40 seconds of like flashing to like, oh, here's half of Christina's face. Like, here's her body. Here's her legs. Here's this. And then Robert, it was like, oh, here's some pecs and they're on the dates. Like, when, it was not advertising him well.
When Robert said, I smile a lot because I have so much sex, I was like, I wish you wouldn't. I wish that you would not smile so much that that's why you're smiling. He's deeply troubling to me. Sorry to Rob Sesternino that this man shares a name with you.
Oh.
What's not troubling about him, Puya?
I mean, I didn't choose Robert to hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not chilling with Robert, but what I'm curious about is how, like, he was on one episode. How did he give you so, like, and he wasn't on, like, all the frames. He was on, like, some frames.
Major bad vibes. I just get bad, bad vibes. I don't know why.
Call in a preseason. Someone.
What?
I said Kirsten will call in a preseason someone who is deeply toxic. So it doesn't surprise me off of one episode.
And so here's the thing is I find him deeply troubling, which probably means he's actually like the best guy on the show and like totally fine. If I was like, oh, this guy is the hottie, so cute, I want to, like, he would be very toxic. Like, that's how you know someone's bad.
Didn't you say this last year about, and I forget his name, the guy that was with Francesca?
I thought Harry was very attractive. I thought he was very attractive. And what was he?
Toxic.
That's toxic. It's a problem. When they said Robert was 6'3", I was like, and I saw his face and I was like,
Well, I love when Carly is like, he's like, oh, I have blue eyes. What color are yours? She's like, oh, they're like kind of blue. He's like, those are not blue. Like, maybe don't correct her.
When Carly, if you're trying to make
a connection.
Wait, though. But Carly says, oh, right, I was looking at your eyes, not mine. She said that.
Like, what? There's nothing going on upstairs, does she?
Like, she doesn't know what color her own eyes are. Haley, what color are your eyes?
They change color depending on what I'm wearing.
Shut up.
They do. Green or green. I on like a passport application, I say green.
Ooh.
Okay.
Brown, like my face.
There you go.
I am blue. But like sometimes they look kind of gray. No, I'm just kidding.
I do. Like, if I'm wearing gray, mine look gray, and if I'm wearing blue, they look more blue. But like on the regular, I say they're green. Do you want me to put an eye up close to my camera? I don't have a good.
Can you put your eye behind it, like your hand behind it, like the influencers do? That's pretty green.
Yeah,
I think if you did like the color choosy filter thing on TikTok, it would come up green.
You think I have TikTok?
No, you don't? But you could.
You should. No, I don't have TikTok. Booyah. I'm almost 30. Also, I have
29. I'm rocking the TikTok as a good life.
I know, but here's the thing. I don't have any self-control, so I would spend all of my time on it. And yeah,
that's what we do.
And I just get other people to send me their favorite TikToks, which works very well. That's
right. I sent Haley a great TikTok the other day of the Bachelor Men unionizing.
And Scally sent me a TikTok the other day of it was like a deep dive into whose bracelet Katie was wearing on one of the group dates.
Yeah,
you did Phil send me that, sent right, me, Brian? Like,
I don't actually think so. I'm pretty sure I sent you. That. No, I sent you the political leanings of all of the Bachelor contestants.
Well,
I literally just think you send me everything.
I just like, why are you so obsessed with Scally, Haley?
Our whole text is him sending me stuff.
Scally like cannot help thing. That he's so pretty and popular.
Okay, well, Phil T sent me a TikTok of a man cutting open the tip end of an overripe banana and then sucking it all out. So at least you have better friends than Phil. You have way better friends than Phil. Phil T, this is me saying I don't like you in public. There you go.
I'm curious now.
No!
I can forward it, but you're going to regret that decision.
Just here's the thing. Feel free to send that to Scally. He's obviously interested in it. If that TikTok makes its way to me, friends off. Like, literally friends off.
You think it's not going to happen right after that?
Look at all these things that Brian Scally is sending me. Okay, wait, look. That David Spade is going to be one of the hosts. That Titus Burgess is going to be one of the hosts. This is the political leanings of the Bachelor contestants. Yep. Okay. This is tea about the Bachelor. Brian Scally just sends me things. So I just assume that everything I know, Brian Scally told me.
I need to show. A lot of us feel that way.
Okay, there we go. I messed up the lighting showing you my phone.
That's fine. Thank you. Thank
Brian
you.
Brian Scally
sharing.
Never stops sending me things.
I will never.
But I just assume.
No, I'm glad I get credit, even for things I don't do.
This is so troubling.
What I love to talk about on this, like what
I just want to talk. I just want to talk about how Cam is like, this relationship with Emily is like the deepest relationship I've ever had with a woman, but then instantly he is about to
45 seconds ago, and now he's trying to put his mouth on Christina's mouth.
Can we also talk about how, to me, Christina's name is Phoebe?
What?
I just like thought her name was Phoebe, and now I'm like, wait, Christina? It's just like how I thought Emily's name was Jess last episode.
All right.
I don't know.
I really love Christina's face.
She is absolutely stunning. One of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life.
I have a great time looking at her.
Could look at her forever. Everyone likes looking at her a lot. It seems like this is going to cause some drama with the current relationship
hope that this doesn't, like, I liked Emily and Christina having the conversation of, like, Emily being like, listen, like, this is what the scoop is. And Christina being like, I'm very sorry. I didn't know that was the case. Like, I just am so sick of women being mad at the other women when we should all just be mad at the men. Always.
Absolutely. That's right.
Like, I get so annoyed when she's like, well, she's trying to steal my man. Like, no, your man is trash. He couldn't be stolen if he wasn't trash.
Well, I do like when they're hugging in the ocean and Cam jumps to like, oh, this is great for me. Like, how did you think that?
Okay, wait, do you think that Cam thinks he can pull a Kendall from Temptation Island and get a
Christina
threesome?
Christina wants to pull a Kendall.
Christina seemed keen. So I can see why he might have that kind of opinion. Cam Ward.
You know what? Honestly, if they were a throuple,
relationships on these shows, I want Christina and Emily to get together. That's my dream. I want that to happen. That's way more interesting and way more fun.
I could ship.
Both pretty, and Cam's not that great.
Yeah, Cam's not that great. But again, if there was a throuple on one of these shows that didn't make me want to die, I would also be a fan of that.
Yeah.
Pick your throuple from this cast right now. What's your ideal throuple?
Ideal from what perspective? Like from drama or...
That wouldn't make you... What did you say with this prerequisite? Would it make you want to die?
Then
go with that.
The throuple in Temptation Island was like very horrible. And the guy was an abuser.
Oof.
Yeah, it was really bad. I actually think any of these three people could be in a throuple and it would be at least a little bit standable.
Here's the thing, though. I don't care about any of the men except Marvin. So, like, my ideal throuple is truly just three of the women having a nice time together.
You're right. The women are better than the men.
If it somehow ended up actually forming into Melinda, Carly, and Peter, I would have laughed pretty hard. So, like, that would have been a funny one. It would be entertaining
that
for me personally.
That would be very funny. Yeah, they just play rock, paper, scissors. And I don't know if it's winning or losing to have to kiss Peter. They didn't
how
make it
tall
clear.
Is Peter?
I don't know how tall Peter is. He looks shorter than everyone else.
Yeah.
He exactly fits in the frame of a TikTok. So
but I feel like he's
from that
probably,
way you will.
He's probably like 5'11", and every other guy there is just like very tall.
6'3".
Nine. Yeah. I think he's got 5'9" energy.
5'8". 5'8". He's 5'8".
Okay.
Yeah.
He's taller than me, but just barely.
I mean, he's still like half a foot taller than me.
Dude, you're tiny.
I mean, I guess, but...
Stop it. Okay. Not Robert trying to get with Melinda and Melinda saying, oh, look, another opportunity to make Marvin jealous.
That's what I love.
She's just like, I will make him jealous. She's like, I'll make him jealous at any time.
She is the key where like she is the reason why he ends up sleeping in bed with Kayla one night. And Kayla has no interest in anyone on the show. The least threatening person for Marvin to be sleeping in a bed with. And Melinda wakes up like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, it's her own doing. So funny.
What I love is there's like an extended confessional of Melinda being like, I don't even care. I don't even care. I don't even care for like. I swear to God, 7.5 minutes. And then she's like, okay, maybe I care a little. Like, you clearly care a lot.
To me, Melinda's currently the star of the show. And everyone else is kind of the co-stars. Or, absolutely. You know, the guest stars.
Because she stands on her own, where I feel like everyone else, they need the pair or they're like fading to the background.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like for me, Nathan and Larissa, Nathan and Larissa are 1000% a like convenience relationship or pair up.
Yeah.
It's like, we want to survive, so let's stick together here. I really don't see anything between the two of them. But yeah, Melinda stands alone, and anyone that Melinda gravitates towards to, quite frankly, will get more star power behind them. So that's really how I see it.
Now, I did see some social media posts, where it does seem like Melinda and Peter were hanging out post show in some way.
No.
Well, probably just because they live close together, right?
I hope so.
I like this.
Carly can fly down.
No, she can't.
She can come here.
Once she gets her second dose, sure.
Yeah.
But until then, she'd have to quarantine and do this whole thing just to get back in the country. It's not worth
it.
Allowed to come back and get your stuff once you have your second vaccine?
He has a second
vaccine. I've got
vaccine.
My second. I'm fully. Yeah.
As of July 5th, you could come in without the quarantine.
Exactly.
But that's just for Canadian citizens returning. Like, what about...
And permanent residents. And he has his residency.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back, baby.
Mm-hmm. So I make that happen. That'll be great. I can have more clothing options, which I currently do not have. I'm very limited in my wardrobe.
That'll be good for you.
I would love that. Is Carly only the second... Because Francesca was Canadian, right? Yeah. Is Carly only the second Canadian we've had?
I think so.
Interesting.
What is the Wikipedia page?
So I would like to ask the two of you, would you like to see a Canadian boy in the cast? That's my question.
Do I want to see any boys in the cast?
I've seen a lot of Canadian boys on these dating apps, and ultimately they're always very disappointing. So I don't need to see any Canadian men on the show.
I feel like I currently cohabitate with a Canadian male.
Would you let Ethan go on the show?
Yeah, what do I care?
Done.
Easy.
There you go. There was a Canadian male on Love Island. He was entertaining.
Who was? In season one.
Yes.
He had dual citizenship.
Sure.
Yeah, enough of this dual citizenship. Yes. Just kidding. No, I love a duel. No, I just mean like, on reality TV. No. Like I love, please. No, I love duels. No, I love dual citizens. I just like, I want.
Haley said everyone should stay where they start.
No, that's not what I mean. No, please. I just mean like, I feel like a lot of on reality shows, they're like, I'm Canadian to be like, you're Canadian. Like, wow, you're so different. But it's like, no, I've lived in LA for the last 15 years. Like I was only in Canada for 5.
Haley is the arbiter of what counts as Canadian.
Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome here.
I've been very vocal about the fact that I felt most at home in Canada, even though I lived there about 9 years of my life out of the 29. So fair.
Yeah, I feel like years from like 18 to 20, whatever's 8 years, 26, 27, whatever your like 9 years that you were there for were like pretty meaningful years too.
I was more meaning like how everyone was excited that there's finally a Canadian on Survivor. And well, like, who played hockey in the States and like has lived in the States for a majority of his life.
Right, you mean like when the Canadian side only comes out to be like the exotic one on the cast?
That's what I mean.
I'm from Alberta, and it's that's not exotic. It's not tropical. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand and agree.
I very much welcome anybody who wants to come live in Canada to come here.
I'm from Ottawa. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, incredible. So at the end of the episode basically is that Lana's like, listen, you are not taking this seriously. We're streamlining this ish. You're already down to $68,000. So what do we think is going to happen? Do we think people are going home?
I want somebody to go home.
I think so. I think Kayla's out of here.
Oh, she's giving just nothing.
They've made such a point of like giving her absolutely nothing besides I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I am not interested in anyone. Like, you don't kick off like Harry and Francesca last year. I get that they kicked off Haley, but I don't feel like that was because, like she was doing anything more so than like, she really wasn't forming connections either. I feel like Kayla is, you know, not really bringing much, and production does not feel like, you know, giving her her daily rate any longer.
Yeah. It was Haley did one kiss for spite. She wasn't connecting with anybody.
Yeah, but like, see, like Nicole, who was on the season last year, didn't really pair up with anyone, but at least gave me some comedy, gave me some personality, gave me a little something, something, or at least the edit chose to give me that. Whereas I'm not really getting enough exposure from Kayla for us to, for it to warrant that Kayla would stick around. If they get rid of anyone, it's Kayla. If they do not get rid of Kayla, let's pretend that that's off the table. No one's leaving. What does streamlining mean? That's what I want to get to the bottom of.
Now, what do you think streamlining means?
I mean, I feel like there's got to be some kind of like stricter guidelines coming, right? Like something of that sort. I don't know what that entails with regards to, you know, being in this resort on Too Hot to Handle, but there's got to be some kind of new guidelines that come in to streamline the behavior of these folks, because I think that's what really Lana needs to get to the bottom of.
You think there will be any sort of inflation over the course of the series where things become more expensive as time goes on?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. One can like hope, but then how much runtime do they have at that
point? Do I want them to make out more?
I guess so.
That's up to you. Only you can tell me if you want them to make out more.
What is it that I want from this show?
Usually at the end, they give them more of the free passes. Like, oh my God, you guys were being so good. Yeah. Here's the green light.
That's true.
Right.
Didn't they have one of those buzzers you get at a restaurant and it like flashed green?
And it was like, oh, you can hook up now.
They literally took it from the Chili's at the airport bar to give it to them.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite airport restaurant?
Ooh.
Wow.
I mean, I've not really traveled since being a non-smoker. So for me, it was the smoker's lounge. I was just chilled there. Just get me a beverage from the store and hang out. So I don't really have an answer to this.
But you said outside. Before this, No.
I mean, no, a lot of the international airports have lounges.
Yeah, I flew through Frankfurt one time and there was literally just a box in the middle of the airport that was completely clouded from everyone smoking. Yeah,
it's not well ventilated. It's kind of nasty.
It's
so gross.
But if you've flown for 8 hours, it works for you and you just do it. Yeah,
that makes sense. I feel like I don't like often eat at the airport.
My favorite activity.
I'm not saying like, oh, like I don't eat. Like I would normally just go buy a snack at like Hudson News and just like chill. Like I'm not going to a restaurant at the airport normally.
Oh, that $7 can of Coke at Hudson News.
Exactly. Nothing hits quite like it.
Okay. Halifax Airport. I'm getting the Funky Monkey Booster Juice and a bag of kettle corn from the Starbucks across from the Booster Juice.
Ooh.
LAX, the California Pizza Kitchen. I'm getting a barbecue chicken pizza. And guess what? I'm also getting Pinkberry. My number one, the Anchor Bar in Buffalo. I'm getting a buffalo chicken salad. Those are my top three.
There you go.
Haley's so well traveled and tracks her snacks so well.
I think about nothing but snacks all of the time.
Interesting.
My dad recently retired and he told me that now all he does is like think about what he's having for lunch. And then once he eats lunch, he just thinks about what he's having for dinner.
Isn't that what you already do?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the darn tree now, does it?
Is it still your pinned tweet? The one that's like, is it time for lunch yet?
I think so.
Because I laugh every time I see that tweet.
I can't wait. I can't believe it's not time for lunch yet.
This was from 2018. I laugh every time. Sometimes I unlike and re-like that tweet because it makes me so happy. I'm sure you've noticed in your notifications. Okay.
Shuya just liked it.
Should we tackle like a couple of questions from the audience?
Let's do that. I don't think we've answered many, so let's answer.
I have more questions. The show at all.
I have more lots questions of ground now uncovered. That I went in with. But I think that this is exactly the energy that this recap needed to have. It's fine. So Allie wants us to, not Allie Lasher, a different Allie, wants us to rank the stanability of the current couples.
I cannot condone stanning any of these people.
They Chase and Carly, support. Marvin, Melinda, Emily, Cam, Larissa, and Nathan. And so to me, it's like, stan Marvin, Melinda, and everyone else, take it or leave it.
I don't stan them together, though. I stan Marvin, and I stan Melinda.
Yeah,
Marvin,
that's Melinda. Fair, but like they're the only like couple where I'm like, oh, I could stand both of these people.
Yes. No, I like Chase and Carly. Call me basic, but I'm vibing.
I do too.
Them. I'm vibing yeah, basic. With them. Yeah,
they're my strong yeah, number okay two. But Melinda yeah. is really like I like Marvin. I just don't need to watch Melinda's Marvin on TV that much.
Like I would like to have like a one on one hangout with. I don't need to stand him on TV.
Sure.
Fair. He's not so really giving me much TV.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's not bringing the entertainment really. We've already Danielle wants to know if there's any notable fashion choices to mention.
The bathing, Haley, the women.
Haley sent me a picture of one of Emily's bathing suits that is truly the smallest triangle of cloth I've ever seen over each breast. And I don't understand the physics. Like, I just don't know how it works. How does it stay up? How does everything stay up? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that's not something that would exist in my world.
Can you see this?
Yeah, it's just the tiniest triangles you've ever seen.
I'm deeply offended by every single swimsuit. I'm offended by that one. I truly cannot even comprehend the physics of the swimsuit that Carly walked in the place with. It went up to here, like the leg parts went up to here, and then like the self-care regimen that would require to wear that in public, it is not happening for anyone. And then Melinda wore this weird ruched one the other day, and she wears kitten heels with every swimsuit. For what reason are we doing that?
Yeah, can we abolish
kitten heels?
Can we also just abolish kitten heels? What's the point? I hate them.
Let me Google this.
If you're wearing a heel that's under like, I guess I'll be kind and say 2 inches, then just give up and wear flats.
Oh, it's like little heels.
Yeah,
little
it's just
heels.
A baby, and they're effing hideous. Mm. Every time anyone wears a kitten heel, it makes me want to die. I hate them so much. Just wear flats or wear heels. Those
what about
count.
A micro wedge? I just bought a pair of micro wedges today.
I need to see a picture, but my first instinct is that I don't like them. I'm sorry.
I promise they're cute. I sprain my ankles a lot, so I just
need to... you should just wear flats.
I love how passionate Haley was about this question, that she's leaning back. And then Kirsten reads it, and Haley jumped into each of our living rooms individually through the camera.
Microwaves look cool.
I would have to see the specific.
I'll show you. I'll send the link.
They're my second favorite wedge after potato. So there you go.
See, we call subs wedges where I'm from.
So. What?
Ooh,
okay. Yeah. I was on the Top Chef podcast the one day, and LaTanya and Kurt referred to a sandwich as like a word I had never heard before. Ooh. And I can't remember what it is now.
Is it a hoagie? Is it a grinder?
Grinder. That's what it was. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's something
about?
Else.
Yeah, my world, the grinder is used to do other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, cool, you thought of another type of grinder.
Oh, or that it cost $3,000 on Too Hot to Handle, whichever comes first.
Yeah, that was Cam and Emily in the private suite.
Yeah. They were like, we were having a sandwich.
Yeah. While we're talking fashion, not that I should speak, but I wasn't vibing with Robert's entry shorts when he first gets introduced to the show.
I'm sorry. I didn't see his shorts. I could only see his hair. What did the shorts look like? Please describe.
They were like blue. No, they were striped. They were striped. Right. You saying blue makes me feel like you just like took a shot in the dark. You're like, it might work.
No,
I might get away with this. I didn't like them, but also I didn't really hold like a high care for them. They were okay. It's like you're making a entrance, right? Literal entrance.
Oh, Haley,
they kind of felt lackluster to me.
Haley, they're simply flats. They're simply flats.
But it says micro wedge.
Yeah, they're fine. They can call it a micro wedge if they want to call it a micro wedge. I'm very happy for you that you won't like sprain your ankle in these. These are flats. I'm sorry.
I think I got the last. Now that I'm looking at this, I think I got the last pair of size 10.
Wow. Look at you.
Ooh.
What a girl for me.
Jessica Lise has the question of why didn't the show hire a proper makeup artist instead of leaving it to a bunch of people from climates with varying degrees of humidity to do their own makeup? I think most of them do a fine job with their makeup. It was Larissa does not know what she's doing.
I wonder if the Sephora or the Mecca just isn't as stacked in Australia and or New Zealand. Obviously, she's from New Zealand, but she's...
I just think it's very obvious that none of the other girls in this house like Larissa, because if she had one single friend, they would help her.
They do have Sephora in New Zealand.
If she had one friend, they would help her with this. Maybe she like, I looked at her Instagram, and the look is fine. Like, this is not what she normally looks like in day-to-day life. I think she just does not know how to do her makeup in this environment, and I feel bad. I don't know.
Where'd Puya go?
Puya,
you think he would get more snacks?
Is missing in action.
He just left. Wow.
He heard makeup and jumped.
Did you kick him off?
Yeah, I kicked him off the pod. I was threatening to do it.
No. I just knew that this was not going to be a conversation that I would be contributing. If anything, I'd be taking time away from everyone else. So I, excuse me. Again, I don't know why I'm getting called out when this is audio and no one would have known that I'd left.
I was concerned.
I can hear everything, though, because the headphones were wireless.
Has Puya fallen? Can he get up? We don't know.
Oh, look, Puya has a wireless mic. Like, I look like a call center bimbo from, like, 1994. I am the bimbo of RHAP.
Bimbos are back in a big way. So I would like to also be a bimbo. Thank you. Let's take one last question from Liska Savage, who saw someone on Twitter mention that there needs to be the mole / Too Hot to Handle hybrid show. And now she's obsessed with the idea. Could this work? Could we combine the mole with Too Hot to Handle?
I feel like Kayla's the only non-mole on the show at this point. Like, right. They have 11 moles.
But imagine the show with like two moles and they just had to try and like be like Peter and pull crazy stunts to get people to hook up with them.
Or like, do you think maybe Cam's the mole?
Cam wishes he was the mole so that he could justify his behavior. He's certainly acting as one. I don't know.
So I don't know. I think the format's working for what they are presenting. I think especially this cast, to be honest, this cast is way better than last cast. I don't know if I've made a connection with this cast yet. Obviously, the last season, I watched the whole thing before, like, so connections were made in the process. But I think that this cast in particular, not only misunderstood the assignment, which is great for us, but also we're what, four episodes deep and we're already about a little over a third of the prize money down, which is great. Only two new people have come in so far, and you know Christina is going to stir the house up. All the boys were thirsting, everyone needed Awkwafina, and Robert's there, which is lovely. So we'll see where they go from here. I'm sure there's going to be other insertions of people. Bad choice of words on my part. I'll take the L on that one.
Kinds of that.
Yes, Defo. That's been great. I think right now if this was a question asked for the first season, I'd say yes. Right now we're coasting. We're doing good for episode. I think what
the
real
question here is does the mole need to come back with more sex? Maybe.
How much intercourse was in the original mole? I was very young when I watched it.
I think there was none.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah. So like if they brought a little bit of, if they sexed up the mole, maybe it would be a better
show.
That's
what everyone's saying.
Would it be called the vole?
Not the vole.
Voles are sexier than moles.
Too
right?
Vole to handle.
Too vole to handle.
I don't know. That sounds nice. I think we need to put this to bed.
I do want to say, though, I did like, we just mentioned Robert. I did like when he said that he did not know the rules of Too Hot to Handle because he had been traveling for 3 months as if just we're not in COVID and as if there was only 3 months to watch the show.
That's good. I also really liked when he like, is like, okay, well, nobody likes me and nobody likes Kayla, so maybe we can make this a thing. And he's like, so what are you thinking? And she's like, nobody here is my type.
I mean, you're not my type. And Larissa did, so it worked out in one case.
Yeah, but Kayla's like, will not lower her standards one bit. other than, of course, coming on this show.
I respect her for it so much. So much. Also, if Kayla ends up causing a little chaos in this amongst this cast before she does the inevitable dip, wouldn't she be? Yeah, she'd be the only other person from Florida to have been on the show and to have caused havoc, because Haley also from Florida. So look at that. Look at that connective tissue between the two seasons.
They just make them different in Florida.
Florida built different, man. Let's just say that. Florida, yeah. Also, as far as when they were all asking Marvin, ooh, speak French to us. I can speak exactly one line of French and one word, which I've already used on the podcast, which I did do research upon saying it. Not a thing anymore. No one says it. But I can say, tu veux aller à la piscine, which is, would you like to go to the swimming pool? For no reason. Mm. That's all I've learned through 3 years of studying French. Yeah. And I don't even go to the pool that much.
The more common is omelet du fromage. I feel like everyone just knows, which is cheese omelet.
Okay, I was going to say cheese. I got it. I didn't get the rest of it. So
you didn't know fromage?
No, I got omelet. Cheese. I said cheese. Yeah. Oh, soup du jour, soup of the day. Soup nailed it.
There you go.
What about?
I'm sorry, France.
What about à la mode?
What does that mean?
Like when there's ice cream with your pie?
Oh. Am I eating pie? I'm not a pie guy.
It's a la mode also is like in the guy. I think it might
wouldn't
be
just be with
of?
Pie. It would be with anything. Oh, what is that actually?
Carte
might
blanche. Be translated.
In fashion. Up to date. In phrased.
Yeah, I would like to take this moment to, French on my behalf, no one else's. Let me apologize to anyone who is French or Quebecois listening to this. I really butchered the language one
Quebecois
more time.
Quebecois in a great Quebecois accent, I will say.
Thank you.
Yeah, je ne parle pas français. Je ne parle pas français.
Nice.
Tu m'as un petit peu?
Non. All right.
C'est dommage, n'est-ce pas? Au revoir, je suis Ellie. Mon Louis.
Oh my god. Okay, we need to stop. I'm just like spewing like random French words that we know.
Haley, when you did French class in elementary school, did you have to sing the I Am a Pizza song?
No, we did.
Yes, we are pizza.
We did learn.
Did you Did you do petit poisson?
No. I did petit take French poisson. For a solid 12 years.
Is that a little fish or a little drink?
Fish, poisson, not boisson.
Okay, well, listen, I told you I have one.
Pretty cool.
We had a
big passport to Paris moment there when Mary Kate and Ashley tried to order drinks and they say du boisson, but they said poisson and got fish instead. Anyways, I think we should put this to bed. I thank you to you all for joining me for this hot mess express. What a dream. Haley, where can people find you if they want to hear more from you?
I don't know why they would after this, honestly.
Stop it!
You can find me on my regular Bachelorette coverage here on the Rehab Ups Network, also on the Top Chef podcast. Having a great time on both of those. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_. And if you want to check out everything I'm reading, well, check out my bookstagram at The Strong Library on Instagram.
Hell yeah. And Scally, where can people find you?
Well, anything I'm doing, I'll talk about over on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. And coming soon, we will be talking about maybe even on this same feed.
On the same feed. Matt can get another feed. No, this is, I think I need to push for Rob to just officially rebrand this the Hot Dummies on Islands feed.
I don't know how great the like SEO for searching
is. Yeah, but it could be like Hot Dummies and then it has like a line and then it says like Love Island USA, Temptation Island.
There we go.
Got to hand, like you could make it work.
I like that. But yeah, so talking about Love Island multiple times a week over here, as well as Big Brother, and then anything else that pops up.
Hell yeah. And last but certainly not least, Huya, where can people find you?
On all major social media platforms at Puyaism, except for Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I've been streaming every day in the month of June to celebrate my 1 year, and we're about to finish that. And then if you're looking for more podcast Puya, you can find me talking 90 Day Fiance with our very own Rob Sesternino, you know, of course, every week as well. It's been a great season of Happily Ever After, and it's not showing any signs of calming down. So definitely stay tuned for that one. It's been good. And then, you know what? Big Brother's rearing its, I was about to say ugly head, but I'm low-key excited. So it's head soon. We're about a couple weeks away out of that. So it'll be fun to see how that plays out. And you know, I'll be talking about that either on Twitter or on a podcast at some point. So there you go.
Hell yeah. Okay. And if people are curious about the rest of the Too Hot to Handle season 2 coverage, the next batch of episodes drops on June 30th at midnight Pacific time. On July 1st, I will be recording a recap of episodes 5, 6, and 7 with Asia, Sasha, and as long as she doesn't have too much work, Allie Lasher. And then on July 3rd, I will be recording on the final batch of episodes with Jenny Autumn and Chappelle. And Rob has an open invitation if he keeps up with the show, but that's pending if Rob keeps up with the show. But I think he's busy on Saturdays. I don't know, but that's when it's happening so that Jenny Autumn can be there. Anything else for me? You can find me on all social media platforms at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. And, we'll be back on July 1st with the next batch of episodes. Bye.